on the KSRO live line with us is Liza Gotin. And Liza, good morning to you.
Good morning.
She is the Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program person. And this whole Nunes memo, the one that that apparently there were some changes made to, were there changes made? It sounds like it is going to be released one way or the other today, yes?
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, President Trump has already made clear that he wants it released, and it's really in his hands at this point. There's a law or a rule, basically, in the House of Representatives that allows committees to vote on whether or not to release classified material. Mm-hmm. And then the president has 5 days to basically express objections. And if he does, then the entire House gets to vote on it. But we know that President Trump, or we're pretty sure anyway, that he's not going to object to this. He wants the memo out there. So it seems inevitable.
You can ask another Nunes question, Pat. I have a different question.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, and how will we know if there have been substantive changes to that memo when before it's released?
Yeah, I mean, we won't. I mean, there's a lot of things we won't know even when the memo is released. And first, I should say, calling it a memo gives it some kind of official sound. In fact, it's 4 pages written by Devin Nunes' staff. That's what it is. It
hasn't
gone through any particular sort of vetting or validation that would give it some kind of official weight. And these pages reportedly set forth allegations that DOJ and FBI officials sort of pulled a fast one on the FISA court in order to get a warrant to spy on a Trump campaign aide because they relied on a document that had been prepared in part with funds from the DNC. But let's say the memo comes out and it says exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't prove anything at all. Whether or not that's actually a scandal or just a minor bureaucratic misstep or even just perfectly appropriate depends entirely on facts that are reportedly not in the memo. Facts about other things that were in the application and that sort of thing.
That still sounds confusing to me. Yeah, it still sounds confusing to me. Hopefully, you know, with the transparency of it, it will shed some light on it, but we'll find out. Larry?
You know, what we know about Donald Trump in Washington is that he's thrown out all of the norms. And what you guys at the Brennan Center are trying to do is take norms to laws. For instance, there was a norm that you only run for 2 terms for president because George Washington did it, but Franklin Roosevelt came along and said, oh, he's going to run for 4. John F. Kennedy appointed his brother to lead the Justice Department, then Congress changed it with an anti-nepotism law. You guys are making this chance to take some norms and make them laws, especially dealing with Donald Trump.
That's right. We have a bipartisan sort of commission that's been formed as co-chaired by Preet Bharara and Christy Todd Whitman that's going to look at some of these norms that have been basically breached by the Trump administration and give some thought to how we might try to make these soft norms a little harder, maybe codify some of them into law or put some guidance around them that would help to make sure that they're not, you know, these boundaries are respected. And, you know, we see these boundaries crossed under this administration in all kinds of ways. It appears that the administration actually was working with Representative Nunes on this memo, and that even though, you know, in general, any time classified information is going to be released, the agency that generated that information has a chance to review it and to say, you know, releasing this particular information is going to be detrimental to national security. You know, that's a norm of sorts, and that norm has been violated here. Nunes did not give the FBI a chance to look over the memo and express specific concerns and explain what those concerns were. That just didn't happen.
And what other areas, you know, along this vein, Eliza, are you looking into?
Tax returns, right? California, we want tax returns if you want to run for president in our state.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, tax returns is one of them. There's also norms around interactions with the media. We've seen an attack on the media from this president. And, of course, there's no law that says the president can't criticize the media.
Yeah, free speech.
But there are norms about... Right. Yeah, there are norms about these relationships, though, and how they should work. And there are certainly norms around White House involvement in Department of Justice prosecutions. I mean, that is such a strong taboo that the president should not personally interfere in prosecutions in a case-by-case kind of way. And we're seeing that not only across the board, but we're seeing it in particular with an investigation into the Trump campaign itself, which is about as wildly inappropriate as it could be. So there's
well, you've got your hands full, Liza. That's for sure. And we'll see what happens with this Nunes memo. At least we'll see a little bit more of it once it's released to the public. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Liza Goteen from the Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program.